It's Friday.
Come on, you know better. It's Friday. Yeah. No, it's Friday. Come on, you know better than that. I just love that. By the way, it's not too early to be thinking about dinner. I was sitting in the green room snacking, and I thought, man, I'm going to be hungry by 6 o'clock. What am I going to do? This hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. I'm going to head over there, I think, for dinner tonight because I need one of their specials, and they're so good. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7. Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. It is so good to have you with us. I love doing this show because we have so much fun. Yeah. And we're going to get you caught up to date on everything that's going on, I promise, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
At 3:30, the commute looks pretty good right now. There is a disabled vehicle to look out for there on Interstate 15 northbound. It's the Blue Diamond off-ramp. It's blocked as you try to work your way through there. Also, you are bumper to bumper on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Valley Verde. As you try to work your way to the west side of town, some slow flows there in the resort corridor of Interstate 15, especially southbound there at Charleston, north at Desert Inn. And those lane restrictions continue there in North Las Vegas on Interstate 15, both directions. That's northbound at Cheyenne, and Interstate 15 southbound, that is at Craig.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Raiders football, good chance for a win coming up on Sunday as they are going to match up against the Jets. Josh Jacob, Nelson Aguilar, Jonathan Abram have all missed practice during the course of the week. The Raiders have also brought in former Chiefs running back Spencer Ware for a visit. It's not clear if he's going to be offered a contract or not. UNLV football not playing their game against Boise State tonight. It has been canceled. The schedule of Mountain West games tomorrow, UNR hosting Fresno State, also Wyoming at New Mexico, Colorado State at San Diego State, and 4-0 San Jose State traveling to Hawaii. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
I'm one of thousands of women with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC.
Which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body.
I'm living in the moment and taking Ibrance palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy.
Be in your moment. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com.
Patients taking Ibrance can develop low white blood cell counts, which may cause serious infections that can lead to death. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs that can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are pregnant, breastfeeding, or plan to become pregnant. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company.
They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. The news, interesting today. I imagine the Trump campaign, and I have not heard from them yet, but I imagine they will be in one way or another taking this to a higher court, talking about Judge James Russell in Carson City ruling against the Trump campaign. We've got Las Vegas City Councilman and Clark County Commission District C candidate Stavros Anthony, who was on just the other day, and he hinted very strongly, shall we say, that they would be ordering a recount. It would cost, what did he say it would cost, like $80,000, something like that? But the county's going to recount in District C. The recount will begin on Monday. It's expected to last through Friday. And again, the margin of victory for Ross Miller so far is 10 votes. A 21-vote swing, and all of a sudden, you know, it's a different race. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I don't know that a recount's going to find another 10 votes, but, you know, this is not like trying to find 100 votes. 10 votes could swing this election. We will wait and see. Tomorrow, and I believe 4:30 is the time of the speech, the president is going to speak in Atlanta for the Georgia runoff candidates. And this is going to be fascinating stuff. I'm going to watch. I'm not going to be doing anything around 4 o'clock. And I'm going to watch the speech. We'll bring you highlights, by the way, on Monday. Because that's one thing I miss about the campaign is, you know, having, you know, Trump rally speeches and clips from that. He is always so good on the stump. He's absolutely amazing. I want to let you hear some good news. I mean, there's so much bad news out there, but I want you to hear from Mike Pence. This is cut number one. Okay. Mike Pence in Atlanta for a CDC briefing and saying that we are essentially a week and a half away from a vaccine. Can you believe that? We closed down everything in March, and now by December 10th or 11th, we're going to have a vaccine. That is absolutely incredible. This was the vice president earlier today.
We're in a challenging time in the course of this pandemic. And all of us have a role to play, wash our hands, social distance, wear a mask when it's indicated. But we're also in a season of hope. This time of year is always filled with hope through faith traditions and in the hearts of the American people, especially our children. But to be as we are, maybe, Bob, just a week and a half away from what will be the likely approval of the first coronavirus vaccine for the American people is inspiring the people of this country. And we would not be here but for the tireless efforts of everyone involved in our national response, and especially for all the men and women of the CDC. So I look forward to an update. Thank you for those strong recommendations from the ACIP that you and the CDC have endorsed. We're going to put a priority on our seniors and staff in our long-term health care facilities. And we're also going to be a priority on healthcare workers so that we continue not only to put their health first, but also make sure that that we have the staff in our hospitals and our clinics to render care to Americans that continue to be impacted by this pandemic. But through Operation Warp Speed, we'll be working with governors around the country to implement those priorities and to distribute those vaccines quickly. But I also want to say how grateful we are for CDC's ongoing Council of the American People on mitigation efforts on what every American can do. And even the recent adjustment in the amount of quarantine time, taking it from the expectation of 10 to 14 days to 7 days, I know was a great encouragement to Americans. But all along the way, CDC's been playing its invaluable role in advising not only our administration, but administrations in every state, every territory in the nation. And so on behalf of our president, our administration, on behalf, I know, of all those stakeholders and the American people, just Dr. Redfield, Dr. Walke, Dr. Messner, the whole team here at CDC looking on, just thank you for your deeply compassionate and dedicated service to the American people. Because of all of you, help is on the way. We can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm more confident than ever that the day will come and come soon when we put this coronavirus in the past and return our nation to the freedom and the health and the lifestyle that we've all enjoyed.
That's Mike Pence, the vice president. Yeah. It's coming. It's on the way. Week and a half away. We'll be injecting people. Now, one of the things, and we'll talk about it in our next half hour, or actually next 20 minutes or so. I've had some people come up to me and say, well, why are we giving, first responders, I get it. Doctors, nurses, treating COVID-19 patients, I get that. But why are we giving it to senior citizens? They're not going to return to the workforce. They're eventually going to die. Should we, and I'll be honest with you, I don't have a really good answer for, other than we'd all like to be able to go see grandma and grandpa in their nursing home. We'd love to be able to do that. Anyway, we'll talk about that coming up in just a couple minutes. By the way, you want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. All you got to do is just pick up the phone and call me. We try and make it as simple as possible. It's a free call, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. It's a simple call. Let Gentleman Jim Dallas know you're a first-time caller. He'll give you a little extra love. We'll even maybe move you up in line. We don't know. We'll find out. We can do that for you coming up. This hour brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone. Yeah, in fact, you can check it on your smartphone right now at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Psychery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasPsychery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline and, more importantly, negative ions plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor a plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A lot of folks are talking about the statement by the governor just the other day. And what he was talking about was the allocation. And in fact, they released a statement. The Nevada Department of Health and Human Services received official notice from the Department of Defense and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on the state's December COVID-19 vaccine allocation. Now, the state is set to receive more than 164,000 doses throughout the month of December. 164,000, which will be used for hospital staff, skilled nursing home staff, and residents. And there are some people that are saying this is wrong. That the first responders, hospital staff, nursing facility staff is fine. But why are we giving it to seniors? They are in long-term care. And they're not going to go back and get jobs. They're not going to miss jobs. They're not going to miss time. Their families would love to see them healthy. And by the way, I would too. But is there a case that can be made to not give the residents and the people that take care of them are going to be fine because they're going to have the vaccine? It doesn't matter. Should we be giving this vaccine to seniors who will ultimately die sooner rather than later? These are long-term folks, okay? We'll find out what you think coming up at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Can a case be made that I'm not saying, I'm trying to say we should have a death panel thing, but there are people, I've had a lot of people come up to me just in the last week, once we found out that you know, we were all making plans for the vaccine, and that this really does not make any sense. We'll see what you think, though. No, so, I'm just telling you what people are telling me, that they love the idea of nurses and doctors and folks that work in the nursing homes, that they're fine because they are generally younger and you know, they have jobs and they contribute to the society. The folks in the long-term care centers don't have that advantage. We'll see what you think. And again, I go both ways in that I'd love to be able to go visit Grandma and Grandpa. I'd love to. But if they're really, really sick and they're eventually going to die, do we want to waste the vaccine on them? And that's the way it was put to me more than once in the last week. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Should we be using doses of this very, 164,000 doses set to be delivered to Nevada for a December release, for a December injection. So in a week and a half, we will be injecting people with this vaccine, assuming that all goes well. Again, this is the state government that gave you Dieter. And did you see where the state's being held in contempt of court? Now, the good thing is that a lot of people are going to get a Christmas gift. 9,000 people, I guess, are going to get checks on Christmas Eve, which is great. I'm not complaining, but I'm just saying that's just another illustration of the incompetence of this government. This state government, the Sisolak regime, is absolutely horrible. I mean, they're really awful. More on this coming up. We'll get some phone calls coming up on the other side, I promise you, on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Layoffs, forced early retirement, more of a reality in 2020, and it's hitting close to home. It's time to take control and stay on your retirement trajectory. Shore up your strategies with a written retirement plan, a financial roadmap from Coach Pete and the team. This is a limited time offer for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Call 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000. The first 10 callers will receive a copy of Coach Pete's book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
The 2021 Acura TLX will take your breath away.
Yes, the new TLX styling is aggressive.
Enough power to rival any adversary.
It has a standard iVTEC turbo engine.
And enough features to make you the hero.
Just tell them the truth. The all-new Acura TLX is the best sedan we've ever created. How's that sound? See it at your local Acura dealer. Acura. Let's talk. more drive.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Findlay Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at findlayacura.com.
I'll be honest, the first few months were tough. When I left the military, I was excited for a fresh start, but civilian life has been harder than I thought it would be. Figuring out a new career while also being a good mom, wife, and friend. Some days I'm barely keeping my head above water. And with the transition and everything I'm juggling, I'm spread too thin. I finally realized that it's hurting my mental health. To get back to enjoying life again, I needed to get help. Opening up to someone was a big step for me. I saw that I'm not alone and that there are tools to help me overcome what I'm going through. With support, I feel like I'm heading in the right direction. Discover how other women veterans like me have learned to thrive after military service by taking care of themselves and their mental health. Visit maketheconnection.net/womenveterans.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Good to have you with us. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go. By the way, if, in case you're wondering, 91,000 doses of Pfizer vaccine will be delivered in the next 10 days and 72,500 doses of Moderna. I don't think you get a choice. You take whatever they give you, which is fine. Let's go to Steve. He's a first-time caller. Steve, you're up, and you're on. Go right ahead.
Thank you. First of all, transparency. I'm 78 years old, a great-grandfather. I got 7 grandkids, 4 great-grandchildren, and I'm an active senior. I'm not in a nursing home. But the suggestion that this genocidal suggestion that the old folks just be allowed to die off, that one is really troubling. There seems to be a movement against the older generation right now, and that's bothering me. I think that this is something I would expect to hear in China or in a communist country, where if you don't produce any longer for the people, then you might as well be gone. I completely disagree with that. I support my grandchildren. I see a lot of grandparents that are pushing baby carriages around for their irresponsible children. And I just don't think that a guy or a woman who is even in a nursing home, especially in a nursing home, should be, that has been paying taxes their whole life, should just be eliminated and from the vaccine and allowed to die. If you're going to do that, just lay off all the people that are working in those nursing homes and let the people die.
Let me throw something out there. Hey, Steve, and by the way, that is the other side of the story. My question is, should we deny somebody who's 50, who is working, who is providing for a family, because we've run out of the 164,150 doses set to be delivered to Nevada for December? Should we make that person wait an extra 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, and he may die?
Well, should you make the older person die?
No. Nobody's going to make the older person die, but the statistics tell you that.
Like playing God.
Yeah.
This is like playing God. You know, you're old enough, you're too old. You're productive, you're not productive. I mean, that is a very dangerous genocidal movement.
Hey, Steve, I totally understand where you're coming from. I'm glad you called. In fact, let's see if we can squeeze Linda in. Linda, I'm going to give you the last word this hour. What's up?
Oh, hi. I'm the doctor of physical therapy, and I've been working in and out of skilled nursing facilities for many, many years. And I've seen everything from people who are there for rehab who get well and go home, and like from a fractured hip or something like that. And then there's another group that they have their mental capabilities, but they are physically challenged, or their body failing them so miserably. And then there's those that don't remember anything; they don't remember their name. They've got either severe dementia or Alzheimer's.
Linda, in 25 seconds, yeah. And I need it 25. Is this a legitimate idea of saying let's not do the seniors in the
absolutely.
Long-term care. Okay. Hey, yeah. I got to run. I'm coming to the end of the hour. Thank you for your service to the people of Nevada. I really appreciate that. Stay where you are. More to do. Rico Waller will join us, the owner of Carson Insulation. The view from up north, that's all coming up right here. Stay with us. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why.